Moon Knight Wish Titan is from Doctor Day of Worship. That's Revelation Enterprises. These guys make amazing music. So, Monet, hello, how are you doing?
Lekker, how are you doing? I'm so happy to be here, and it's so lucky for me to be here. So, how are you guys doing up there?
No, fine and fabulous. We're not the ones making new music, you are. And we haven't had a new one from you in a while. So this new one, As It Is in Heaven, which by the way is weird. This is the third As It Is in Heaven that I've received in the past year. That's weird, but it's different songs and it's really well done songs. So let's go get you for in case they've forgotten since last time who you are. Let's quickly introduce you.
So, my name is Morne Westhuizen, and I'm one of the worship leaders in Doxa Deo. And I'm privileged enough to be the worship leader at our Doxa Deo Stellenbosch campus. So, working with a lot of students and awesome people here down in Cape Town, born here in Cape Town as well. So, it's an awesome time for me. Love it here. It's amazing.
Revelation Enterprises, like the head office in inverted commas, is yeah in Pretoria. Is it hard to be making stuff down there in the Cape, far from where the hub of everything is, to stay in front of them and say, hey, I've got some new music?
So the lucky thing for me to say actually about this song, As It Is in Heaven, was that I wasn't at all part of the writing process of the song. That's the awesome thing of working in a family and being part of a big family like this. So we just helped producing and help singing and making stuff happen. And and also when it comes to the music video, we made it and created it down here in Cape Town. So lots of scenery of mountains and wine farms, and this is the ocean and everything like that. So that was awesome, but it was definitely a struggle, like getting it from the production company here and making it and getting the first draft, then sending it up again all via WeTransfers and everything like that. Then getting feedback, then me talking to them, the production company again, then making adjustments again. So it was a crazy last 2 weeks just before the release date, and not a lot of sleep. And the production company's editors and everything, they worked overtime and they did an amazing job. But it was like one more thing and just one more little thing and then just one more thing. So, but that comes with the territory, and we're so happy with how everything turned out.
You are very privileged because not only do you have really talented guys in Revelation Enterprises, in the whole of Doxa Deo, there's so many of you. You've got really good voices and can make really good music. Not only have you got all of this talent, you've got the resources and you've got a church with a passion to get the stuff out there. I mean, you've got the support to get what you have to say out there in an excellent way. It's something that many churches wish they had, or worship leaders wish they had. So to become part of something like this must be a great privilege.
Oh, it was, and it is. It's every day. It's a privilege, and I'm so that someone asked me the other day, what's new for me, or what's on the horizon for me, and I was like, no, guys, I'm just so excited being part of this Doxa Deo family and what's happening in Doxa Deo. So that's the thing for us, and for me as well. I'm so privileged being part of this family, and also, like you said, everything is being done in excellence, because that's one of our leadership values in Doxa Deo, is that not chasing a perfectionism mindset, but just worshiping God in excellence, doing the best you can with whatever you have. So I think just to encourage other worship leaders as well, and other churches and leaders, you don't need to have everything, but just do the best with what you have.
And that's the thing about church, isn't it? The thing about bride is little old you suddenly has a huge platform and a huge reach that you would never have had, even if you were a great artist on your own. It's still limited to your influence and your people that you know. But being part of something bigger just makes you so much stronger in the kingdom.
Exactly. Amen. I'm so for that, because I'm in Doxa Deo Stellenbosch, which is one of the newer campuses in Doxa Deo, and it's a very small campus still now. We're growing and everything is going great, but if it was just us on our own, we would never have enough resources to do it on our own. And that's the thing, and this the thing that God blessed us with is being part of this amazing family.
Okay, so there are docks at Doxa Deo, Stellenbosch. If you would say, how big is the worship core that you have to work with of people part of the worship ministries? I know they've got more than one bands that actually can do this. How big are you?
Here in Stellenbosch.
Yes, only in Stellenbosch.
Yeah, only in Stellenbosch. It's with us as Doxa Deo Stellenbosch, we're probably just about like 13, 15 people about there. With the media teams included, it's like 25 people, 30 people in the whole of all the tech teams and everything like that. But that's not a lot for a church. And also you're working with people with volunteers. So people with lives and work and jobs and everything like that. So yeah, you need to manage their time and everything with that. So yeah, but it's amazing. And it's amazing to see people grow in a small community like this as well.
Exactly, because everyone's got to do everything to get this stuff working in the smaller churches. But because you're not full time, because this is a voluntary position, and when you're part of the worship team and that, how do you get the time to be creating new things when you've got to put the food on the table as well as serve, as well as bring the chairs and everything like that? Where do you get time to be creative?
So I don't know about the other people, but I am full time. So because yeah, luckily I am full time, but we are also a small team when it comes to full time ministry. Yeah, so we've got our pastor here, and then me, and also a girl that works with our kids, because they would never give a kids ministry to me because I will wreck those kids, and I can't work with kids. It's not a healthy thing to do for your campus. So never ever ask me to work with kids. But yeah, I'm part of the worship. So I'm the worship leader. I'm also part of the young adult ministry and also the student ministry. I run our evening services here, and yeah, I do all the media creative stuff and designs and video editing and everything like that. So it's a full-time job with everything like that, being part of the leadership team. But when it comes to being creative, we've got set times that we plan out like a year ahead, just because we know it's a priority for us and it's important. It's really important because our lives are crazy and it is busy. And yeah, even just for us today to get this meeting set up now was crazy enough just to get time in our busy schedule. And yeah, you need to zone in on that and be strict with yourself and be disciplined enough to know that, okay, but this is a priority for us. And we want to create something new. We want to be creative because that's what we've been called to do. So, and yeah, just applying that discipline to your schedule, it's part of it.
Because you have got the church leaders right through to the leaders of Revelation Enterprises who encourage you to be creative. They want new music to come out of the church, so they expect this of yours. So this is something that I want to ask you. If your church wasn't a church that specifically encouraged you, even want to pay you to create new music, would you have been creating such a lot of new music as Doxa Deo, or does it help a lot when you've got a church with that mentality?
I think so. I think I would not, you won't be as dedicated or as motivated to do so. I think luckily being or having leaders that guide you and raise you and mentor you into knowing what is important for you to grow and what is important for our ministry and our family to grow. I think that's the importance for us, and we can see, and I think it's like a chain reaction of we see, or we copy what our, like Jesus said, he's just copying what his father is doing, what he sees his father is doing, because he's spending time with him. And I think that's the thing for us as well. We see, and we've got amazing leaders that lead us and stuff like that. And they are so invested in us. And that's a great thing. At the end of May now, over a month's time, a team of Revelation Enterprises are joining us down here in Cape Town. They're coming down from Pretoria, and they're just going to spend a few days here with us as well. We're going to ride together. We're going to invest together. We're going to they are going to do investment for us, for our teams and our worship teams and everything like that. And yeah, then we can have privilege enough to worship with some of our other worship leaders here in Cape Town. So it's amazing.
You know the Gautengers just want to go to the beach. Now you know this. You're just the
Yeah, I
excuse. You
know.
we
They
know
just
better, yeah.
they yeah.
Gauteng.
We're gonna
Listen, we
have
gotta
a
get
meeting,
a meeting,
but
an
it's gonna be
inverted
at a
commas.
wine farm or somewhere on the beach or anything like that. So no,
Beste
we know.
in case more night. We gotta get you the song as it is in heaven. I know you didn't write it, but you are doing the singing, so tell me what the song is about.
Oh well. So yeah, I was firstly so privileged to be asked to do the vocals on the song and to produce a bit of the vocals, like just melody lines and stuff, and sitting with Martin, our producer, in Pretoria in Brooklyn, and we're just working out the song, and it was such a privilege, and it was so awesome, and it's such a vibey song as well. But the cool thing about the song is, and because it was released on Good Friday, usually with songs releasing around about Easter weekend, it's usually like a very timid, very slowed down song. And we didn't go that route. It's very funky, it's very upbeat, it's so lekker. And if you're gonna look at the story and at the verses, it just tells the story of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and the work that he has already done for us, and where he set us, he realigned us and repositioned us in him with a new identity. We don't have to do anything to get there. But like the chorus says, in every brand new day, I walk in your freedom and I live in your kingdom. So that's the thing. We're part of a big family now. We're part of a new inheritance that God has gave us when he overcame the cross. And now also with Ascension Day coming up, with the Holy Spirit poured out, we've got him with us every day. And that's the thing. We live in that freedom now. We live in that living relationship with him. So I think that's the main message of it. And for me as well. And if people listen to it, may they just, I think our heart is that they would realize that who they are in Christ and what Christ has called them to do and what Christ is speaking over them.
How do they get hold of the song?
So on every platform imaginable, like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, everything like that. And then also on YouTube, we've got the music video as well, As It Is in Heaven by Revelation Enterprises / Dr. Deo Worship.
Well, you also have lyric videos soon because we're using more and more lyric videos for people on camps and all of those places as well.
Yes, we will probably release a lyric video soon, as soon as we find a worship leader / social media creator / young adult / student
Like more
ministry
night.
leader to do that video. So I think because I'm doing the interview and you're the first one asking me about it, I think I need to put my hand up and just do it.
Most probably that's how kingdom works. Okay, well, he's done the talking. You know what the song is about, but now you want to hear the song itself. You know, we brag about people who make good music, and we think this one qualifies as it is in heaven by Doxa Day of Worship. And the one singing is this Einsters, this guy, Morne Oosthuizen.